Want consistent color for every job? Mylo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 114 of the History Hotline. My name is Deanna Lynn Cook, and today's episode might come as a surprise to some of you. If you are regular listeners, you'll know that we are on a summer break at the moment. But unfortunately, there was quite a serious need to do this emergency episode today. And you'll notice it's not even being released on a Tuesday. But at the moment, with the circumstances surrounding someone that I would say has been quite an inspiration to me on my academic journey and in my kind of pursuit of disseminating history, Black history, Black British history to a wider public audience, their role has become threatened, and I wanted to sit down with them and really think about what's happening and kind of urge you as listeners that might not be engaged or kind of in any big historical circles or academic circles or know too much about the way higher education institutions function in this country, but have maybe a love or an interest of Black British history and understand why it's so important that these histories are accessible at all levels. You know, whilst this podcast deals with public history and history that, you know, is accessible to people like yourselves, it's also important that we have history happening in higher education, in secondary schools, in primary schools, you know, in museums and in monuments and statues, and it's representative of the society that we live in. It was very clear in 2020 that there was a call for the diversification of history in many different fields and places. But unfortunately, it seems like this moment has slowly died out, and the momentum that was started in 2020 has passed. And I'll be talking to you today about Professor Hakeem Addy, who will be joining us later on in the episode, about the Masters of Research course at Chichester University that is currently under threat, as Chichester have decided to suspend any more enrolments or any, you know, potential future students signing up for this course indefinitely, and have said that it's under review and they're going to make a decision about what's to happen. And, you know, if it's been suggested that if the course doesn't continue, Professor Addy's post will not be in place anymore. So that puts his job at risk, as well as the opportunity for students of the future to take on this master's. And we're going to find out a little bit more about the course, why it started, Hakeem's journey through academia a little bit, and kind of what's happening at Chichester. But I would urge you, before I even start, if you can, and you know, if you think this is something that you care about, which you should, to sign the petition on change.org. It will be linked in the bio and the show notes, and I've also been speaking about it on social media as well, so you can find out more there. The petition requires you to give like an online signature, and then you'll get an email, and in that email you'll have to basically confirm that that's your email address, just obviously so that they have valid signatures. And they also sometimes ask for donations, but I don't believe those donations actually go towards any kind of anything in terms of the actual case at hand, nothing to do with the masters or any of the organizations that are linked to the work that Professor Hakeem does. It's all goes to change.org, so don't feel like you need to donate. Just sign in it, sharing it, read through some of the comments, leave a comment if you can. That would be wonderful. Thank you. So welcome, Hakeem.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. Great to be here.
No worries. Well, it's your second time on the podcast. Not in great circumstances. The first time was better, but here we are.
Well, we don't choose the circumstances. We just have to act within them and act to change them if we can.
Absolutely. So it has been brought to our attention that the Masters of Research of Africa and the African Diaspora which is a course that's been going on for how long?
It started in 2018. 2018, or the year 2018, 2019, I think.
Yeah.
So it's been about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. Well, that course and the recruitment of that course has been suspended, alarmingly overnight, essentially. And that course will not exist, obviously, if there are no students on it. So I just wanted to ask you about maybe going back to the course and to your time at Chichester. Why did the course become a thing? You know, what made you decide to start that, and how was support from the university when it all began?
Okay, well, I was appointed at the university in 2012. I started in January 2012, and I became a professor in the beginning of, about 3 years later, so the beginning of 2015. During that period, I mean, I taught a variety of courses, mainly in the history of Africa and the African diaspora. And it became clear during that period that there were very few other Black academic historians. Then there was a headline that came out in the Times educational supplement that kind of underlined this point, because it said that only 3 Black students had trained as history teachers in the whole of Britain the previous year. So that was a kind of startling headline, and it prompted me to again kind of reflect on what was something everybody knew, that there are very few young people who were postgraduate students, young people of African and Caribbean heritage who were postgraduate students in history. As I say, very few academic historians and so on. And so I began to question what was going on, what was behind this headline. And I got together a group of concerned people, some, one or two PhD students, other people I knew around the country, some of them teachers, one or two other academic historians, so a variety of people, a small group of us. And we launched the History Matters initiative. And the aim of that was to investigate what's going on. Why is there this problem? And why is nobody doing anything about it? And that led to, you know, we did some investigation. We found out that at that time in 2014, 2015, that history was one of the most unpopular subjects amongst young Black students at university. Only agriculture and veterinary science were more unpopular. We found, you know, there were only something like around 200 history teachers of African and Caribbean heritage in the country out of a total number of history teachers of about 16,000. And we had other stats of this kind. And so we approached the major institutions or institutional organizations who we thought should be concerned about this: the Royal Historical Society, the Historical Association, the at that time HEFCE, the Higher Education Funding Council, had a I think it was called an Equalities Subcommittee. And we approached all of them and said, well, aren't you concerned about this? What are you doing? And everybody said, HEFCE said, well, no, we're not concerned about it. The other associations said, oh, okay, well, either they hadn't realized it or they weren't going to do anything about it. And so we decided to call a conference in April 2015 to look into what was this problem and what could be done to address it, in conjunction with the Royal Historical Society, the Historical Association, and supported by the University of Chichester. The conference was held. I can talk about the nature of the conference some other time, but it issued various recommendations. So one of these recommendations was, you know, to set up an organization for young people, and that became Young Historians Project. But another was to set up a course to encourage people to come back to history, particularly maybe mature students, people who had been turned off history at school, but actually loved history, been turned off by the Eurocentrism, the Eurocentric way in which history is taught and presented, but loved history, wanted to, would like to kind of train as historians, would like to carry out their own research and so on. And so as a result of that recommendation, I decided to set up, I did some investigation, decided to set up this master's program, master's in research, and master's in research of the history of Africa and the African diaspora. And, you know, setting up a program of that kind takes quite a long time to do, but it was supported by the University of Chichester. And the program was launched in 2018. For some reason, I always forget exactly when it was launched, but yeah, it was launched in January 2018. And it, without going into all of the characteristics of it, it did kind of what it said on the tin. It tended to recruit mature students, people who loved history, who wanted to train as historians, who wanted to carry out research. Obviously, it's a research degree. It's examined by a research project of 24,000 words. And so we would recruit, you know, every year. And we then were encouraged, you could say, to recruit twice a year. So we ran the course in January and we ran the course in September every year, I think since 2019. And we would recruit students at both times during the year. Not, you know, great numbers of students, but, you know, maybe half a dozen students a year, something like that. The university was, as far as I know, quite happy with the course. They'd never set any targets for the course to meet. And from that beginning, we recruited students, obviously from Britain, but also from the US, from Canada, from the Caribbean, from Africa, and also from Asia. The course was completely online. It was the only one of its kind in the world. And as it was set up before COVID, we were kind of ahead of the curve on that front and so on. Overall, the course produced obviously a number of graduates, some of whom went on to do PhD research. In fact, seven students went on to do PhD research, six of them at the University of Chichester. Five of them are still PhD students at the University of Chichester. One received her PhD last month. And so, to my mind, it's a very successful course. It must be one of the most successful master's courses in the country in the sense of producing PhD students. So that's essentially what we did. That's what the course was all about.
Absolutely. And I think the fact that, you know, you've got the success levels and rates of first of all, retaining students that, if you go back to the research that was done initially, that, you know, history is one of the most unpopular subjects for black children in school. And then you've got these people that are sticking with the course, not only doing a master's of research, but a PhD and going on to further work. I think I've read as well that you've had people that have taken this MRes and then have gone on to have book deals, obviously gaining PhDs. Have deals with the BBC to create documentaries and have contributed to a variety of public history as well. So not only working within academia, but also, you know, for the public good and to disperse and disseminate these histories. So to me, it really does, and to most of you listening, it will probably seem quite ridiculous that this course is being threatened at all. And I think it also speaks to the fact, as you said, it came before COVID, it comes before the kind of knee-jerk reaction of 2020. You, first of all, you were online before COVID, and the fact that you were doing and serving these underserved histories that we always speak about, especially on this podcast, before the moment where George Floyd is murdered. Yet here we are kind of 3 years beyond that moment, and the course is being threatened. At this point, I'd like to introduce some of the former and current students on the course, and they wanted to share and speak on their experiences. And I thought it was really important because it's all well and good hearing about the importance of the course from Hakeem, but you also have to hear about the impact this has on the students that take the course and choose to do it.
My name is Aleja Tadesa, and I'm a former student of Professor Hakeem Adi. I was enrolled and completed the Masters in Research in History of Africa and the African Diaspora at the University of Chichester. And my experience of the course was really start to finish incredibly satisfying. I found that it went above and beyond my initial expectations. And this is in every part due to the quality of instruction received from Professor Hakeem Adi. So both, I think, his detailed knowledge of the area, his commitment to his students, which was really evident throughout, through to the very careful selection of topics, which focused on the last 200 years of modern history, makes this course really stand out for me, and I'm sure it would do the same for others. It was through this Masters in Research that I was able to really gain a breadth and focus in my research skills at a very advanced level. And the result has been to bolster my ability to conduct novel research into the history of the African diaspora in Britain in particular. I think that's especially important to emphasise because it's an area that remains inaccurately presented, and we see very much the same narratives occurring around it. So because it's so underrepresented at the mainstream level, is all the more reason why it's, you know, patently obvious to a lot of people that this course and Hakeem's position must be protected.
What has kind of the process with that been? What have they said about it or not said, or how has this kind of whole situation transpired?
Well, the underlying problem for the University of Chichester is it has some financial difficulties, and I won't embarrass the university by explaining exactly why it has financial problems, but obviously people probably know that many higher education institutions, universities, have financial difficulties because of lack of funding. Generally speaking, the University of Chichester may have some specific problems that I won't go into, but that's the underlying problem. And so out of the blue in May, we were told, I was actually summoned to a meeting. I was abroad at the time, but I was summoned to a meeting. I was told that the university was going to review all taught postgraduate courses, which essentially means all master's level courses. They were going to be reviewed. A target was going to be set. You know, they had to have, I think the number was 6 students by this particular point in May. If they didn't reach that target by May, then I was told they were going to be reviewed to see whether how marketable they were and so on and so on. So on the surface, it sounded okay. Well, that's the kind of thing, you know, maybe, you know, needs to be done. But it soon became clear that this wasn't really a kind of legitimate exercise, because about a week or maybe 2 weeks after I was told there was going to be a review and so on, I was told that the course had been closed, that recruitment had been closed in May, and effectively the course was closed. It wasn't discussed with me. I wasn't given any information about what would happen. I was just told the students who enrolled on the course, I think there were about 5 students at that time who'd enrolled, were going to be told, to go home or not to. The course didn't exist. So there was, as I say, there was no discussion. I should explain that many courses, but particularly the MRes, tend to recruit students in the last few months of the year. People have to put money aside. You tend to find that people enroll or apply probably from May onwards, right up until September. That's the time when you get enrollment. So, in fact, to have 5 students in May is actually pretty good. And so to then be told that, okay, this is not going to be able to recruit anymore, obviously it stops you recruiting, but it stops you at a point where you would have recruitment would have been increased. That was the path from previous years. In addition, as I mentioned, the MRes recruits twice a year. So having 5 students in May, you know, we may well have had 8 students in September, and then we might have another 5 students or 4 students in January. So the total for the year might have been, may have been, nobody knows, much greater than the target figure of 6 students. So it's a very kind of arbitrary suspension of recruitment. The second kind of aspect of it is that a month or 5 weeks later, I was summoned to another meeting, which was kind of shrouded in mystery, although I'd already guessed what it was likely to be about, and told that because the MRes wasn't recruiting, that also put my post at risk, that it was like, you know, the MRes wasn't bringing in sufficient funding. Therefore, somehow my post was tied to that funding, and then therefore I was likely to be made redundant as well. I was likely to be made redundant unless I could reinvent myself and come up with a plan, a kind of economic money-making plan within 2 weeks. Wow. So that is very unusual, you know, because often at a university, a course doesn't run for various reasons or is suspended. And then normally somebody would be asked to go and teach something else or to develop a new course or to, you know, to just to be redeployed in some way. So this is quite unusual to tie this, my post, to this particular course. The other issue with the recruitment to the course is that every year I would complain to the university, well, the course isn't being marketed. You know, it's not. We're recruiting students from all over the world, but it's being done by me on social media. You know, people happen to see me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. There's no real marketing program. It's reaching people, but it needs to reach more people. The university needs to, you know, make a big deal. This is a unique course. It's doing something unique. It's succeeding, but it'd be great to have more students. You know, that was my always my demand, and unfortunately that wasn't done. So you could say a course that appears to be successful is being presented as unsuccessful. And then a target is being established, which, you know, the course fails at a particular time of the year, and then that's being used to make my post redundant as well. So that's basically the situation.
It's crazy because, as you said, you'd been at Chichester 6 years before the course existed, I think. 2012 to 2018. So the maths aren't really adding up there for me hearing this. But I will also say, I think you make a really important point about the marketing of it as well, because I would have been looking to do a master's around that time, 2018, 2019, so when I finished my undergrad, and it's not something I ever saw. And it was something I was looking for, of that nature, to do a master's. And I thought about doing a master's tour or a master's in research, kind of was happy at that point to go with whatever in the subject area that seemed the best. And it wasn't until I was probably about to start my PhD when I found out about the MRes. And that was, as you said, through social media or through people that I then met who had done that MRes. So I think it's definitely an interesting point there of how, you know, it's like their issue is with the numbers that you're recruiting, but the numbers that you're recruiting have been stopped at the point where they would start recruiting at a higher level over the summer period. And then there hasn't been that support in marketing. And
I'm being threatened with redundancy because the university hasn't done its job.
Right, because you're not the recruiter. I don't know any lecturer that recruits for the course. The university's job is that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mainly did. That was, you know, it wasn't my in my job description as such. No. Nobody else did it, so I had to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got to be a professor of history and a social media marketing whiz all in one role, which is not ideal, not at all. I wondered, actually, are there other courses at Chichester that have been threatened or have been stopped enrolment?
There are other courses. Mm. I don't know exactly what has been stopped because it's all been shrouded in secrecy.
Right.
Obviously, the union is involved, but the union hasn't made a statement about how many other people are affected. I believe from what I've heard that there's probably about 16 or 17 other people affected, but I don't know exactly what the causes are, what the circumstances are, which is it's a little bit problematic because, I'm sure they all have, very good courses, and but I don't know the circumstances, so I can't really comment on what else is going on.
Absolutely. Also, there would be, I'm sure, some strength in unity if there was some transparency of all the people that, or the courses that had been impacted and potential posts.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really tell you what the trade union is doing. They are doing something, but it's not entirely clear to me yet what it is they're doing.
Absolutely, that makes sense. I think I also wanted to ask, just maybe this will stay in there or not, what were some of the, I know it's a masses of research, but what were some of the topics that were being researched under that masters, and what was kind of the dissertations that were being produced, and the kind of work that was being done?
Well, I suppose the one which people will probably hear about first is the dissertation on Jessica Huntley, because Claudia Tomlinson, who did that dissertation, has on the master's, on the MRes, then went on to do a PhD in the same subject, which will soon be a book. So people will be able to read that work. We've had students who, a lot of them have focused on Britain and the history of African and Caribbean people in Britain. But we've also had one student who worked on the Mfukane, as it's known, which is a kind of movement of peoples in Southern Africa in the late 18th, early 19th century. And she also went on to do a PhD with me at Chichester. Then we have Ray Bowen, who did a MRes on Dusse Muhammad Ali, the famous editor, actor, is now doing a PhD on that subject. We had Hannah Francis, who did a MRes on the Black Parents Movement, and that became included in the recent book, Many Struggles. That chapter is based on her MRes dissertation.
And we'll now hear from Hannah and her experiences on the MRes of Africa and the African diaspora.
Professor Hakeem Adi's course has been an invaluable part of my journey as a researcher. The course content on African history and the history of the diaspora, vast, detailed and accessible, alongside Professor Hakeem Adi's expert but intentional leadership, offers an invaluable programme of study to students who are increasingly engaging with Black, British and diasporic histories. I've been able to engage with source materials I never had before, with the expertise and knowledge of Professor Adi and my fellow course mates, who are based all over the UK, in Hong Kong, Canada, with experiences spanning the public sector, arts, heritage, archivism, activism, and many more. Professor Adi began this course at a time in which university structures and education systems did not, and quite frankly still do not, truly value the histories of the presence of African and Caribbean people in Britain. And yet his MRes graduates and PhD students are putting our learning into our everyday practices, whether it's in our paid work, our writing or our art, our community-based organising, volunteering or supplementary teaching, the list goes on. And further, I find that we and members of our community and allies are promoting the course more so than the university itself. In a climate in which these knowledges are still continually misrepresented, the university is more concerned about making an economic case over everything else, which is including Professor Addy's employment, which even preceded the course's existence anyway. I just really hope the university reconsiders its decision.
You know, the proof of the pudding is really in the PhD students we produced. You know, some of those students have won awards.
Yeah.
Got research funding for their work. So I'm very proud of the course, very proud of the students. And what can I say?
Absolutely. No, definitely. That makes complete sense, and as you would be. So in terms of supporting then this fight to essentially safeguard this course and your position, as it stands, social media support is always welcomed, and there is a petition on change.org that you can sign in order to essentially put some pressure on those making these decisions. Those will be linked in the show notes of this episode. They will be on the History Hotline social media platforms, on all of them, so you'll be able to find them there. There's no excuse for that. With change.org, if you are going to sign that petition, look out for an email that comes to confirm your email address, because your signature is not valid unless the email address has been confirmed, just to make sure that obviously people don't just use random email addresses and sign petitions. So make sure that you are confirming that in your email. Sometimes the email goes to junk, so look out for that. Is there any other way that people can support this course at the moment, and the work that is still carrying on despite the fact that the University of Chichester have decided to take this step?
Well, I think the main thing we're asking people to do is to, as you say, to sign the petition, but also to share the petition with their friends. We've had close to 4,000 signatures now in the last few days, four or five days. And so just to keep showing, signing is important. Very many people, when they sign, also make comments, which are also very important. We're collecting the comments and trying to disseminate the comments in various ways through social media and in other ways, just to show the value of the course. In a way, it's a kind of marketing exercise. It's showing the university and others maybe that this course really is necessary, that people want it, that if you promote it correctly, you could say that the petition is an exercise in how to promote a course. If you promote something, then people will support it, people will want to join it, to enroll in it, and so on, and will tell their friends about it. So signing the petition and commenting, sharing the petition, are the main things we're asking people to do. But I mean, people are at liberty to, to use their initiative. We've had some people who have, for example, contacted their MP, and there is one MP at the moment who's very concerned and is about to intervene. We've had other people who've contacted the press, the Voice newspaper, or alerted local BBC radio stations or other local community stations. So if you're somebody who has that possibility, who has friends in the media, then please let them know what's going on. I think people have to understand it's not that it's just a course. It is a course. It's the only one of its kind in the country. But it's also about history and history teaching. If we allow universities to say that the history of Africa and the African diaspora, history of black people in Britain isn't important, then we're pandering to Eurocentrism. We're saying that, okay, there should only be, the history of white men of property, or very narrow view of history.
Yeah.
This is the only course of its kind. If it's allowed to go, then, it will go.
the MRes in the History of Africa and African Diaspora, led by Professor Hakeem Adi, has provided me with the various tools and skills to navigate, interpret, and analyze the modern world. Professor Adi's comprehensive course gives one the necessary tools to comprehend and write more objectively about Africa and the African diaspora in the contemporary world as agents of our own making, not just victims of other people's social, political, and economic circumstances.
As it's been said, do support this. You know, podcasts like this don't exist without courses like that and without people like Professor Hakeem in roles that he's in, to put it plainly, you know. History, as you've said, you know, it doesn't just come from one place. It comes from institutions, it comes from the people being trained in the right way to take on public history, to teach history in schools. You know, it's all part of a wider picture of the way we treat histories of African people and the African diaspora in this country, most definitely. Right, so thank you so much for joining us on this episode today. Unfortunately, it couldn't be under better circumstances, but I hope the next time I'm on this podcast, actually it will be updating you listeners with good news about the course and everything like that.
Thank you.
And that draws us to the end of the episode. If you didn't already know, there is a petition to be signed. Please, if you've left it this long into the episode, to do that. The links are in the show notes and also on social media, in the Instagram bio and on Twitter as well. Please do sign that petition. Please share it with friends and family, and on social media as well. There is power in the people. I recorded this episode last night, and I think this morning it's been announced that this is something that will be a motion that has been tabled in Parliament, and it starts with: this House expresses its disappointment at the recent announcement by the University of Chichester that they have suspended all recruitment to the Masters of Research, History of Africa and the African Diaspora course. It notes things like regret the decision, depriving students of the opportunity to study such a unique course. It's not something you can do at any other university in the UK and even in Europe, I think. It also notes the decision will disproportionately impact African and Caribbean students, who make up the majority of students recruited onto the course with an interest in these histories. And it calls that the university should retract the threat of redundancy to Professor Adi. And I believe it's been brought forward by Belle Ribeiro Adi of the Labour Party, and also supported by Mary Kelly Foy and John Trickett. And I assume that will continue as a motion, and hopefully actually gain some more traction and some more conversation about it, because I think above all, this course needs to obviously continue, but also we need to really have a deep conversation about the way higher education institutions treat courses like this. We haven't mentioned the situation at Goldsmiths, just because this episode would be so long. But if you know anything about that, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, then do some Googles. But this is not uncommon, unfortunately. The pressure and the pushback towards courses like this and the scholars that do this work is also apparent. Now, I don't want to leave you with me, so I'm going to leave you with our final student, Danny Thompson, talking about his experiences on the course. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back in August. Goodbye.
Hello, I am Danny Thompson, 2022 graduate of the MRes in African History and History of the African Diaspora at Chichester University. My supervisor was Professor Hakeem Adi. I'm writing this letter to express my disgust at the decision by Chichester University to close the course, and the fact that the decision was made arbitrarily with no consultation and justified not by academic standards, but by economics, shows a lack of integrity and transparency by the university. I chose the MRes because it is the only course of its kind that deals with African history, both continental and diasporic. Professor Adi is an excellent teacher and supervisor. The course expanded and deepened my own understanding of history and gave me the confidence and skills to write my thesis, to contribute articles, and publish my own work. In short, Professor Addy and the course he created helped me realize my dream of being a historian and set me on my chosen path of being a history teacher. As a result of the course, I am now a PhD student, part of a cohort of MRes students now doing their PhD, doing valuable work and making valuable contributions to the general understanding of British history. I ask Chichester University to reconsider its decision. The MRes offers students the invaluable opportunity to engage in historical research, should be built and grown and not closed down. Thank you.